Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here with Ed Rath, and I guess for people that don't know what these meetings entail, and I guess there's a lot more to talk about today, of course, but tell us about the ARC meeting that's going on.
Well, tonight we have an opportunity, four of us, to stand before the Amherst Republican Committee and describe who we are, what our background is, and what strengths we bring to our candidacy for the Congressional District number 27. And I just finished my comments, and I'm proud of my background, both in the private sector for almost 30 years, as well as over a decade in the county legislature, representing conservative and Republican principles and values. And I believe that my strengths and background are consistent with the principles and values of the voters of the 27th Congressional District.
What are you hearing from these people that, you know, are, of course, have their concerns that it's a situation where we don't know who's going to be picked, and there's less than 3 months from an election, and also the person that was up for this candidacy is now indicted?
I think what we have to do is first and foremost trust in the process that we are undertaking, as there are 15 or so candidates that are looking to be the Republican in the 27th Congressional District. And that process is starting with us reaching out to the county chairmen. I have spoken with all of the county chairmen about my candidacy. I have actually submitted a formal letter for consideration to all of the county chairmen, and I believe I'm the first one who did that. And I look forward to continuing my conversations with the chairman as well as the citizens of the 27th District, because this is a critically important race in 2018 for maintaining control of the House of Representatives, but most importantly, maintaining Republican control of Congressional District 27.
I guess, you know, for this situation, have you ever seen something like this before with less than 3 months from an election that someone needs to be picked for such a big district and such a big candidate?
Usually when it comes to politics and it comes to government and elections, it's pretty cut and dry, and usually everyone has a quick understanding of all of the rules and all of the rules of engagement. And in this case, we're still trying to determine how the candidacy will be opened up. I have confidence that there will be an opening for another Republican for the Congressional District number 27. There are several pathways for Mr. Collins to go down to open up that vacancy, and I believe that he will do so because the most important thing is that we have the right candidate stepping forward to run and win as a Republican in November.
Of course, not under the circumstances you'd want, but it almost brings excitement, I guess, into this party that, you know, of course, you know, Christopher Collins is out and he's dealing with his charges, but it's now something new and maybe fresh for the party.
It is. And you know what? There's a lot of familiar faces and public servants who I have a tremendous amount of respect for, who have stepped forward into the process. I think each and every one of us has a set of strengths and values and track record as public servants, which will resonate across this district. I believe that my case is a very strong one, and it's one that I look forward to making over the next couple of weeks. And if I am the candidate, I will fight with every ounce of my energy from now until November 6th at 9 o'clock.
You know, you say, of course, you want to fight the right candidate, but how important is it to find it as quickly as possible with the timing of everything?
I think finding a candidate quickly is very important because we all have to structure our campaigns. We have to pull together our volunteers, we have to pull together our donors, and we need to get out there into the grassroots work in the community. Now, fortunately, I have been involved in 5 elections, so I have a campaign structure, a donor structure, and a volunteer structure that is already in place, so I can hit the ground running if I am the candidate for that Congressional 27th District.
Anything else you want to add?
This is an honor to be a part of this process. In many ways, it's a culmination of the public service and the private sector experience that I have had over the years. I wish all the candidates the best of luck, and may the process unfold.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.